Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Saying Goodbye to Sparky by Russ Towne, California, USA. 15 years ago, I met someone who became one of my best friends and most loyal companions. He was a little black ball of fur that my family named Sparky. When grown, he looked like a big black Labrador retriever with unusually short legs. Sparky was a special mutt, a faithful guardian to my family. He was gentle and patient with our three children, and the four of them grew up together. At long last, Sparky had reached the age of 105 in human years. Sparky's formerly good health began to fail quickly. Then, for 2 days, he could not stand up. One of his legs had become paralyzed. We had to bring him food and water to his mouth. Sparky had to be carried, but he was in so much pain that it hurt me to even move him. His pain pills for arthritis didn't help much anymore. I knew the dreaded time had come to take Sparky to the vet for the last time, but he was so big it would be difficult to get him there alone. I called a friend, Ian, to see if he would help carry Sparky to the vet's office. Even though it meant taking time off from work, Ian didn't hesitate to help. He even offered to drive his car, knowing how messy a weak dog can be. When Ian arrived the next morning, we tried to lift Sparky, but he was too much in pain for us to lift him in our arms. Somehow, Sparky managed to stand up and limp to the car on three legs that still barely worked. We struggled to find a way to lift him into the back of Ian's SUV. Ian suggested putting a towel under Sparky's belly with his front legs dangling on one side and his rear legs dangling from the other. It worked, and it seemed to cause Sparky less pain. We drove to the vet. Luckily, Ian had brought along a very big, heavy dog blanket. We were able to ease Sparky carefully into the blanket, roll up the sides, and carry him into the vet's office. Ian stayed with me through it all. He was even there with helping me to soothe Sparky in his final moments of life. The vet had difficulty finding a vein, and very little fluid had been injected when he said Sparky was already gone. He said it was as though Sparky had already decided it was time to go. I will never forget the kindness that Ian showed in helping a friend out during a painful time. I'm blessed.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.